This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Two men by the name of Yokelson and Samenow, Samuel Yokelson and Stanton Samenow, wrote a book years ago called The Criminal Personality. The Criminal Personality. They studied criminals for years, and do you know what conclusion they came to? They came to the conclusion that criminals are criminals not because they grew up in a bad neighborhood. They're not criminals because they had a lack of education or a lack of opportunities. They came to the conclusion that criminals are not criminals because this happened in their childhood or that happened in their childhood. Here's what they said. They found that criminals were criminals because of the way they think. Wow. Criminals were criminals because of the way they think. They have the attitude, I have this coming to me, people owe me. If I want it, I'm going to take it. Does it mean stealing? If it's stealing is the way I get it, that's how I get it, because it's coming to me. And here they did this study for years and found out that there's the criminal personality that says, I want what's coming to me, whether I need it or earned it or not, it's better come to me, even if I, in some cases, I have to kill. I have to kill someone to get it. You say, why are you talking about that? Because that's what the Apostle Paul says to be made new in the attitude of your minds. It all starts with the thinking. What I'm going to do today is what I've done before, is give you three thesis statements or summary statements. We'll put them up on the screen. We'll keep floating back to them. If you write down notes, I want you to write down, if you can, these three statements. Let's bring up the first one. Coming to Christ means putting off the old and putting on the new. Now, that sounds religious, but let's flesh it out into reality with the second one. The old refers to lying, outburst of anger, stealing, what I call trash talking, bad attitudes, or most of all, grieving the Holy Spirit. I want to read that again. The old refers to lying, outburst of anger, stealing, trash talking, and bad attitudes, or grieving the Holy Spirit. That's the old in your life and in my life. What's the new? The third one. The new you refers to truth-telling, anger under control, personal honesty and integrity, speech that builds and blesses, compassion and kindness, forgiving as Christ forgave us. I'm going to read that one again. The new you refers to truth-telling, anger under control, personal honesty and integrity, speech that builds and blesses, compassion and kindness, forgiving as Christ forgave us. I'm convinced there's some men in this room who need to become new in Christ today. There are women in this room, in all three services, who need to put off the old self and today make a decision to put on the new self as you allow Christ and the Holy Spirit of God to work in your life. Let's bring up verse 25 again if we can. Verse 25. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor, for we are all members of one body. I find it intriguing that the Apostle Paul first mentions lying as something that you and I, Christian people, need to put off. And then it dawned on me, why? If there's a lot of good things in your life, but you're a liar, what difference does it make? Paul says we're a part of the same body. We are members of one body. So he uses this analogy. For us to lie to one another would be like your hand lying to the rest of your body.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.